The Mooney Show on RTE Radio 1.
It's Saturday. It's The Mooney Show. Time to play Mooney's Saturday Night Quiz.
I love the Saturday Night Quiz because Sinead Renshaw comes into studio and I get to say hello to Sinead.
Hello, Derek.
Did you hear that ad? It said Dr. David Brophy.
I did.
I know he's a doctor. Now he can examine my bassoon. That's what I see. Good man, David.
See how it tunes. Yes, indeed.
Anyway, what's the prize this week?
The prize this week. Our winner will get to enjoy the hospitality of the Imperial Hotel in Cork.
Oh, very nice.
It is indeed. And this weekend, tomorrow in fact, the Imperial is inviting engaged couples and their families to visit their Valentine's themed wedding showcase to show off what a fabulous hotel it is for anyone who is thinking of getting married there or having a reception there. And so to celebrate this fantastic event tomorrow, the Imperial Hotel is giving our winner tonight two nights bed and breakfast and dinner in the hotel's Pembroke restaurant on an evening of their choice.
Well, that's a lovely prize.
It is indeed.
Get the train. Don't drive. Get the train if you live outside of Cork. And go to Cork if you can get a train or a bus or something and enjoy the two night stay. Not have to be worrying about driving here, there, parking or any of that nonsense.
No.
It's a lovely hotel.
Oh, it's gorgeous.
A lovely price. So who's player number one?
Player number one tonight is Garode Grogan, originally from Kilrush in County Clare, but now living in Dublin.
Garode, how are you?
Hey, Derek, how are you getting on?
Very nice to talk to you. Tell me a little bit about yourself, please.
Yeah, I'm actually about to run out the door and watch the Clare Cork hurling match this evening. Starts at 7, so I'll probably stay tuned to Radio 1 after the show.
I was going to say, you'll be able to hear it here immediately when we finish. John Kenny will be in the hot seat with Saturday Sport Extras. Isn't that what it's called, Sinead?
It is indeed.
And we're covering all the games, so you'll be able to listen to it on Radio 1, so you won't have to dash anywhere.
Brilliant.
Are you passionate about the GAA? You are.
Yeah. Hopefully Clare can do well tonight anyway. First game of the season, so should be a good one.
Do you play for a team?
Say that again?
Do you play for a team yourself?
Not at the moment.
Not at the moment. What, you're on the subs bench? You didn't make it? You're no good?
No, I finished up when I was younger. So.
Where are you from originally?
Near Kilrush.
You're living there and you're from there?
Yes.
Very good. All right, so you have 60 seconds on the clock to answer as many questions as you can correctly. If you don't know the answer, say pass, and then we move on. Your 60 seconds, Sinead is the scrutineer this evening, starts now. Who is older, Enda Kenny or Gerry Adams?
Gerry Adams.
What's the main ingredient of risotto?
Cheese.
Name this Beatles song.
What would you think if I sang out a tune?
Little help from my friend.
How many wings does a bee have?
Six.
What's the capital of the Isle of Man?
Douglas.
Which snooker player was also known as the Hurricane?
Alex Higgins.
Name this song by Irish band The Cranberries. You got
me wrapped around your finger.
What is the first name of the tennis-playing sister of Serena Williams?
Venus.
What is the tallest existing mammal?
Camel.
In which county is the town of Bundoran?
Donegal.
Who created and portrayed the characters Ali G and Borat?
Sacha Baron Cohen.
The Book of Kells was written in which language?
Latin.
What was Beethoven's first name?
Ludwig.
What is the currency of India?
Rupee.
Okay, you did really well, so hang on, don't hang up. Sinead, let's move on to player number two.
Player number two tonight is Joan Walker, originally from Waterford but now living in Dunleary.
Joan, how are you getting on?
I'm fine, Derek.
From Kingstown, as they used to call it.
From Kingstown.
From Kingstown, and then Dunleary was Queenstown, wasn't it? No,
exactly.
Kingstown was Dunleary and Queenstown was Cove.
Cove.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about yourself.
I'm retired, Derek. I was a banker originally. I'm a long time out of it now. And
are you happily retired?
I'm happily retired.
That's the most important thing. And I know you're a walker. You do a lot of walking. Do you ever walk Bray to Greystones?
Bray to Greystones, Greystones to Newcastle. And, of course, I have Killarney Hill beside me.
You have. I used to do it a lot myself when I was a kid, that Bray to Greystones.
Oh, it's beautiful, yeah.
Sometimes it was closed because of a little bit of rock fall.
Yeah.
Well, listen, you've 60 seconds on the clock as well. We're rushing everybody because we're looking at the clock. And your time starts now. Which province has fewer counties, Leinster or Connacht?
Connacht.
Name this Beatles song.
Picture yourself.
myself in a boat on a river.
What is a baby seal called?
Oh. Pat.
What is the number 5 written in Roman numerals?
V.
What is the biggest lake in Ireland?
Loch Ness.
What name this song by Irish band The Cranberries? What is the average temperature of the human body in degrees Celsius?
36.
With which sport would you associate Babe Ruth?
Boxing.
What is the name given to the fat of a whale?
Blubber.
What's the capital city of Finland?
Helsinki.
Can you tell me the national anthem of France?
La Marseillaise.
In what country is Lufthansa the national airline?
Germany,
well done to you. Hang on, don't hang up. And Sinead, finally, player number 3 is...
Finally, player number 3 is Declan Whelan, originally from Dunleary, but now living in Delgany in Wicklow.
Declan, how are you getting on today?
How are you doing? Fine.
So, Declan, we're going to run straight into it. Are you ready?
Yes.
60 seconds, yes. Starting from now. What is the capital of Norway?
Oslo.
Which political party is older, Fianna Fáil or Sinn Féin?
Sinn Féin.
Name this Beatles song.
Get older, losing my head.
When I'm 64.
In which country is Aeroflot the national airline?
Pass.
In what year did Elvis Presley die?
Russia. 1977.
Which Greek hero of the Trojan War had a weak spot in his ankle?
Achilles.
Name this song by Irish band The Cranberries. How many arms does a starfish usually have?
5.
In the Bible, what was the occupation of the apostles James and John?
Fisherman.
In computer terms, what do the letters RAM mean?
Random access memory.
Name the Greek giant who had one eye and a taste for human flesh.
Cyclops.
All right, well done to you. We'll take the break and we'll let you know how you all did over this break.
The Mooney Show on RTE Radio 1.
Thank you very much indeed. Sinead, have we got a winner?
We do indeed. Our winner tonight is Garrod Grogan from Kilrush in County Clare.
Hi, Garrod, congratulations.
Thank you.
Enjoy your weekend or whenever you go to Cork, and I hope you have somebody to bring with you. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you to Sinead. Thank you to David on sound. Our producer is Anna Leddy. Coming up right here on RT Radio 1, it's Saturday Sport Extra with John Kenny. We'll do it all again next week. See you then. Bye-bye.
The Mooney Show on RTE Radio 1.